So it's Friday the 13th. How you doing today? This is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness, live broadcast on a Friday night. Yes, a Friday night the 13th, 2011. Well, listen, I know who I believe in and trust in God's great providence and even his miracles today. I believe that even this show, during this hour, God can stretch out his hand and miracles can be done. Now, I believe that. I really do. In the context of nothing being done, agnostics, you know, whether there's agnostics listening or an atheist listening or maybe a nihilist, an existentialist, and on and on and on they go. But those who know, those who've experienced, those who have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, that salvation is great, well, that great power that was exerted there in the resurrection, that power that was wielded the cross, well, that is, again, unleashed from heaven worldwide, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's whose name I come in, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesu Christu, as I like to say from the Greek. And listen, we love you today. We trust this 1 hour will be providential. I pray, as in the fashion of Acts chapter 4, God, stretch forth your hands and heal lives, save lives, perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we say and ask for God to stretch out his hand, well, that's all about the physics of miracles. And it's about a little Greek word that the Spirit of God chose to use all the way through the New Testament, dunamis, the power of God, the power of God. Now, listen, in my prayer time prior, I can tell you that I experienced, felt, and know the power of God. Every believer, if you read 2 Peter chapter 1, it is God's divine power that dwells in you permanently, that enables you to live the Christ-like life and enables you to be devoted and committed to God. Now, that's exciting because, listen, we're not left alone in turning to Christ. We're given the power of the Spirit of the Lord inside of us. So I want to share with you today about the physics of miracles. I want to say that during a show like this, though many want to hear the blood and guts, all the underground stuff, so many times people ask, say that's all they want to hear about is what's really going on there. Well, I want you to know that we need to bring exposure. But I want you to know that that exposure is to give the kinds of warning and exposure and information that deals with what's really going on. But we're not left alone. And there is God's agenda, God's mission, God's passion. Have you been reading the Gospel of Mark this week? I started out on Monday to tell you about an individual that put a note to me in the Facebook email. Said that he was praying daily that my God didn't exist. Now, knowing God 30-some years now, almost 37, and walking with God, and see, that relationship is so experiential to me, there's no question. There's just simply no question. And I knew what it was like to be on the other side of the fence when I didn't have God, didn't know God, didn't experience God. I knew what it was like. Like Vincent Bugalosi, and some of you have written about that, and Deborah and others. And I'm thinking about all of next week taking on his book that he has written. And I may, The Divinity of Doubt and his, again, coming from somebody that doesn't know God. How do you write about someone you don't know, haven't experienced, haven't felt, haven't tasted, haven't? Listen, when I say these things, I mean not only the experience of total forgiveness and the freedom from the sin nature and knowing that the death code that leads to hell has been broken and that Satan's rights over my life and any believer's life in Christ has been broken, that our eyes have been opened from the inside out. The Spirit of God has come in, the new nature, a powerful living. And it's all flowing in as the actual living Christ comes into a life. And so I want to say to the New Agers and to those into the new spiritual physics and the spiritual applications that are now being sought in quantum physics, And the concept that remote viewers and that alienologists and many others are seeking to breach the gap between what some would call science and supernaturalism. It was the Tibetan entity, ascended master, that fused with Alice Bailey. In the book called The Externalization of the Hierarchy, this entity described in The End of Days, their side would help, break the veil between science and spirit or supernaturalism. That's somewhere along the line. Now, that was written about 1937. And so on the dark side of the fence, though masqueraded as enticing light. Metaschismazetai. Now I'm going to keep saying that word, and I hope that it doesn't bug you, but I hope that you might even say it. Metaschismazetai. It's a word that the Spirit of God chose to describe Satan's ability to transfigure. He has power. He's able to counterfeit on a certain level, miracles, signs, wonders, healings. He's able to give and that array of demonic presence worldwide, out of the heavenlies, in the air, and even on the ground. They're able and willing and have been and will do so all the more, grant powers and workings and lives all around the world. And with those powers and supernatural experiences and non-human enhancements, that will be sold off into military systems, the weaponization of supernatural powers. That will be gripped by political ideologists in the UN and other places when it comes to globalism, so that globalism becomes a supranatural conception inception. But from what side of the fence? So if the dark side with power, dunamis, with the dark side having the ability to move and counterfeit and display, speak and communicate, all the while, metaschismazetai, it is their ability to transfigure and present themselves to be, well, an angel of light, a translucent spirit, an alien being, an ancient master, the great white brotherhood, the secret chiefs, whatever you want to call them. The Holy Spirit in the Greek of the New Testament called them Arche, Cosmocrator. He's called them Porneus Pneumonikai. And he's called them exousia and planos. Jesus many times just engaged unclean spirits, evil or foul. You read the book of Revelation chapter 18, you see the future. Every city, every nation worldwide, the unprecedented manifestation of dark spirits, dark powers. What you feel in the air worldwide right now, what you feel in the air over your city right now, when you feel that oppression, when you say, I can feel that darkness in the air. Well, that's nothing in comparison to what's to come. They are bulging at the seams, waiting to unleash hell's chaos, catastrophe, anarchy. They call it the Black Awakening. On the earth, the Great Revolt, the Red Horse, prophecy of Revelation 6. Well, that's what it's all about, the slaughter. It's all about the collapse and the removal of resistance and the bringing down of everything. But it's all going to occur based on 2 Thessalonians 2 by a secret power of lawlessness already operative. By the working of Satan, in accordance with that working of Satan, the rise of the Antichrist. None of this, the great, massive, catastrophic anarchy that the world has never seen, which is coming shortly. And then the apocalypse of the Antichrist, the rise of the Theron beast system, Revelation 13, political, military, economic, already in place, supernaturally cloaked, obviously. And then there's the false prophet that the Word of God says, the Spirit of God says, in the future will ascend out of the earth. And when this individual comes, he's also called Theron, not just a human being, but he's going to look religious. He's going to be acceptable. There's going to be that metaskizmatzatai. He's going to have the appearance of some kind of religious, acceptable, amazing, astounding individual that will do miracles, signs and wonders that will influence billions. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing what I'm saying today? God, by the Spirit of the Lord, has given massive revelation of the unprecedented deception that will come. What you and I see right now, as bad as it is nothing in comparison. The incremental frog in the kettle approach I've been talking about, the ramping up has been going on. That's bad enough, because you're talking now billions are gripping dark, lethal spirits, the doctrine and the agenda, though most of it is masqueraded. Most of it is presented as, secret chiefs, as aliens, super aliens from another place, super gods from another place, the return of Quetzalcoatl. This is all about the Great White Brotherhood, all the Ascended Man. It is, again, the darkest lethal nature in existence, transfiguring itself, metaskizmatzatai. It's there in 2 Corinthians 11. It's there when that scripture says Satan himself masquerades, the ability to change appearance. That's supernatural. That's the physics of the dark side. The physics of the dark side are based on the nature of the dark side. And the nature of the dark side, radical, unequaled evil. Radical, unequaled, horrific evil. And that radical, unequaled, horrific evil is able to masquerade and present itself, transfigure itself, mask itself to present as if it was your loving grandmother visiting you from another world. A powerful alien race coming from another universe, coming to bring... Well, that's what Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, thinks that he's doing in communicating with the aliens. As a matter of fact, as Jim Marr said in his book, Psi Spies, all the remote viewers, the originals, have remote viewed and have been in contact with and engaged. They call them aliens, and most likely, based on what the Spirit of God identifies them as, cosmocrators, or even the Arkai. They are dark, lethal, unequaled, radical, evil beings whose nature is in lethal opposition to God, humanity, in service to the fallen cherub who has no truth dwelling in him. Hey, Luciferian, do you hear what I'm saying tonight on Friday the 13th? Yeah, I know all about some of the history anyway. No question, all the richly abused worldwide, they're in Russia, all Europe, England, United States, Canada, Australia, other places, South Africa, South America, yeah, Colony of Dignidad, Paraguay, all those different places, Argentina, where so much of it has been spawned for the last 40 to 50 years. So many of the victims transmuted to become, well, the troops of Antichrist, split-programmed, demonized sleepers. Now, you know we've gone over this again and again, and I will not be silent on this issue. The third of the New Testament that deals with biblical futuristic prophecy, well, the bulk of that deals with a revelation of what hell is up to, what hell is doing, what the fallen cherub is doing. And if we don't have the sense as believers to take in the reason why the Spirit of God has given such a massive communication about the future, what for? Give us a heads up. Give us the cutting edge. Give us the ability to speak to the world and say, this is what really is going to happen. Nostradamus can't touch it. Edgar Casey never did. Sylvia Brown on the ground. It is literally the Spirit of God in infallible, irrevocable. It is history as it will actually occur, including the actual words of individuals in the future, feelings of individuals, the global scene. And I know some people don't want to hear about it. They want to live in la-la land. They want to live just in la-la land, pretending that somehow, some way, they're going to have heaven on earth. They're going to live in Disneyland, and they just want to live and breathe and move and eat and go to parties. And, you know, hedonism can blind you, and you can end up with no party in hell. Meatloaf's not going to be there partying down. Can I grab your attention today? On Friday the 13th, you know, years ago, years and years ago, it was the Pope. I'm going to be doing a five-part series on the Catholic system coming up. All the Catholics need to get ready. All the cardinals, the Pope, priests. Hope you're going to get ready. Because it is by the sovereign revelation and authority of the Word of God that is the final answer unto the Lordship of Christ. Friday the 13th, wasn't it King Philip and Pope Clement V? Wasn't there a conspiracy or conspiring to kill all the Templars, the Knights Templars? Did the Knights Templars, you know, turn their backs, get into dark presence? Are they the ones that created the Baphomet, as some say? The Knights Templars, in their view, were betrayed. It is believed or reported by King Philip and Pope Clement that the Knights Templars were denying Christ and performing perverse acts. And later, some say they are the originators of the Baphomet. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. Were they into Satan worship? I don't know. But we do know that there was plotted and planned, and there was the destruction, and it all occurred on a Friday night, October the 13th, 1307. So the taking down of the Knights Templar on Friday the 13th, you know, it's about, when it comes to that, it is believed that de Molay, the leader of the Knights Templar, his dying words, you know what they were? Literally cursing King Philip and Pope Clement, declaring that by year's end, each would die. And both of them did. Friday the 13th, in the area of ritual abuse, everybody that's ever been through the process of ritual abuse or helping those who are and have been and are being ritually abused, you know that Friday the 13th is seen by real Luciferian, I mean Illuminati-oriented individuals, that it is this night that powers will be sought and powers will be summoned and powers will be sent, and the ongoing of this unleashing of the powers of darkness. If you don't understand the dark side's need of that power, if you're a believer in Christ, you know you can't be saved without the power of God. You can't have prayer without the power of God. You can't be clothed with the Spirit without it being the power of the Spirit of God. The Word of God can't be the Word of God without dunamis, power. There's power in it. This is the idea of the expressed felt. It's by this dunamis power that the resurrection occurred. Life from the dead. Healings occurred. Eyes opened. Ears opened. Mouths opened. Miracles that occurred in the Gospel of Mark. Have you been reading it? I hope so. Astounding to see God in human flesh. Now, listen. If you really want to see God, if you want to know the depths of theology, you want to understand the infinite nature, the indestructible nature, the immortal nature, the immeasurable nature of God, well, if you want to see what God is like, look in the Gospel of Mark. Look at the first chapter, seeing God in human flesh. The demons knew it. The angels of God know it. The prophets knew it. The apostles knew it. Jesus knew who he was. Thomas the doubter eventually bowed down and cried out, "My Lord and my God," capital G. Tonight you're listening to Shatter the Darkness live broadcast on a Friday night. This is the 13th, and interesting that they released the movie Priest, kind of a religious order fighting the vampire dark side. The dark and light side battling or whatever else. People want me to go see it and comment on it. I'm already behind. Let me give a little bit of commercial here. We're definitely more than a month and a half behind in everything. Because of the flood, because of everything that occurred, bottom line, I know people have written me and asked me, you know, in emails, what's going on. Well, because of the black mold issues and all the rest, let me just tell you quickly, we have given a 30 to 45 day notice. We're leaving this property, and actually we're giving proposals even this weekend to move somewhere else. So you keep us in your prayers because we're looking for a place a little broader, a little bit better for the broadcast. See, my broadcast center, the entire research center with about 7,500 volumes and all the other materials and all the computers and equipment, all of that, almost all of it is in boxes in three different locations, and it's been that way for 10 weeks. So we do apologize. I have friends out there right now. You deserve a letter back, a thank you letter. I got most of them right here next to me. Some of those got washed out in the flood. So if you haven't gotten a thank you letter, some of those got soaked and ServPro came in, bagged them, tagged them, and they got rid of them. So there are some that I will not even be able to get contact with to say thank you. I'm giving a public thank you because I know it's from this broadcast that you've sent to notes in and even some help in. By the way, the commercial that we give averages about 2 to 5 seconds across the board. We don't have commercials, products, things to sell. We don't have that 4 or 5 times through a live broadcast like this, or usually no mention at all. But we will say this. Here's our commercial. Here's all it is. If you believe in the benefit of this hour, if you believe in the benefit of this ministry and program, Shatter the Darkness and Preemption Broadcast, if you believe it's beneficial for this day and hour, if you believe it's good for thousands and literally 90 other countries, and usually in a month's time, between live listeners and all the downloads, we're growing close to 250,000 listening, which includes downloads and all the rest. And that's phenomenal. It includes salvation and, I believe, miracles that have occurred. People have been touched, healed, or delivered, helped. I'm astounded by the responses. Some people can listen to archives from 2 years ago, and God seems to be just using them to bless and or save and or touch lives. We're astounded at the incredible omniscience, omnipresence, and the omnipower of God. So if you believe in the benefit of this program and want to see it continue and grow even, and all the work that you see from the ShadowTheDarkness.net site, what we do locally, what we do in outreach, what we do in all that we do, then we would ask for your investment and support. The only thing I can tell you, go to the website. You'll see the little tab support. You can go there. That's our commercial. That's it, how we do everything. And for those that don't have the web, that listen by satellite, welcome, bless you. The P.O. Box for anybody that's interested, P.O. Box 755. P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, zip code 44685. That's it. Update on, the ritual curse, the thing that was sent in the mail that we got last Monday. Because on Walpurgis night, we had a phone call come in, the Shatter Alert Line, that involved a young man beginning to talk and then demonized subpersonality began to speak. I decided to call the boy back, and I did. We engaged. I shared Christ. I engaged even more, and the subpersonality not just the demonic only, but came up. And we wanted to interact and engage with the personality, too. And finally, at the end, I just simply was commanding the demonic presence to get out of them altogether, and they hung up. This young man that comes out of Oregon, I mention it because I ask you to pray for him, his deliverance, salvation, and healing, because three more times now, the sub-personality, highly demonized, and others inside of him, have called in again. On Wednesday night, late night, Ragged Edge, the show, and it's archived, by the way, we actually played part of that. You can hear it, even when the sub personality demonized speaks about the coming of a new world order, and we can do nothing about it, it says, that their ranks are growing and swelling. And the truth is, they are growing and swelling and all over the world. And the prophecy out of Daniel 2,600 years ago that the origins of this final kingdom and the origins of the little horn, the Antichrist, Homo Satanus, is not of human power and will not come down by human power. So it's already predicted for all the conspiracy theorists and all the talk show hosts. I heard last night again on Coast to Coast, George Norrie asked the man he was interviewing about the end of days. And this individual was sharing about the end and the Illuminati and the New World Order and everything else. The issue was, can we stop it? And again, based on what God has shown concerning the future, all the contingencies involved, no. It will not be stopped by human hands. It will only be crushed by the power of heaven itself, Christ. Now, I don't know if you've researched Revelation 19, and again, depending on your background, and if you're military, you should be checking into this, because all of this end time stuff, I would say that a third of all the demonic powers and attention are to acquire the military systems. It's all about a supernatural draw to Armageddon. So I'm going to tell you right now, the ritual done, the spirits that released in Revelation 16 that goes to the political and military leaders of the world, that draw them out onto the field of battle. Probably the world's most advanced weapons, planetary defense weapon systems, supernatural empowerments are all going to be on the field at Armageddon in the future. See, that's God's unveiling of the actual future history of Armageddon. So we're warned ahead of time. We're told ahead of time. We're given the heads up ahead of time who not to listen to. Watch out for the masquerade. Look out where the so-called miracles and powers and enhancements and what you're tapping into may really be just tapping into you, holding you, blinding you, turning your back against God and the salvation that could be yours. Do you know God? Do you know Christ? Do you know the power of God? I'm reading a book called The Physics of Miracles, written by a guy engaged by a man with a multicolored turban that downloaded spiritual stuff into his head and gave him abilities to heal. And then a feminine entity talked to him, and now he's out doing seminars displaying powers. It'll look like miracles. The physics of miracles, well, it can come from the hand of God or it can come from the hand of the devil. What are you willing to grip? What are you willing to allow to grip you? See, I know right now as I'm speaking, the Spirit of God seeks summons to grip a life that doesn't know Christ. I know right now that God has stretched out his hand to save, heal, and deliver. And even go after the backslider, by the way. Yeah. The backslider. Summoning you back. Washing you off. Brushing all the junk of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Cleansing you again. Refilling you with the Spirit of God. And setting your eyes, as the book of Hebrews says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Aren't you sick and tired of being defeated? Aren't you sick and tired of sitting around? Aren't you sick and tired of being depressed? Aren't you sick and tired of being oppressed? Aren't you sick and tired of it? And all the while, God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in you. The living Christ who triumphed over the dark powers, making an open public spectacle of them. You ever read that in Colossians chapter 2? You ever realize that the Spirit of God indwelling you and you can grieve him, you can quench him? It's possible for a believer to be backslidden like that. The Corinthians, they were just messed up, weren't they? But they were believers. They couldn't witness to the world, couldn't win the world, couldn't really seem to get the power of prayer operative. What a bunch of... Listen, you read in the book of 1 Corinthians, the church there, the believers there, there's a lot of... See, that's why you got to realize that in Catholics, listen, the church doesn't save you. It's not the Savior. Wasn't intended to be, never has been, never will be. Only Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. There, as the Spirit of God says there in Acts, there's no other name given under heaven among men to us, to humanity, by which we must be saved. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus. Russians, are you listening? We love you. We've been praying. We're glad that thousands of downloads are going there. There in Estonia, there in Oslo, there in Pretoria, there in Jonestown, there in the islands, there in Hawaii, in Australia, and even in Japan. We love you. Prayers and blessings to you. All around the world there in China, about 15, 16 cities. Some central location, maybe a military base in the middle of Russia. There in Anchorage, Alaska, and other places. All over the place in Canada, United States, South America, Brazil. And there in Hugo Chavez's area off of Venezuela. Down there at the Isle of Malta in the middle Mediterranean, and even in the Vatican buildings next to the main, they're downloading, listening, and I'm glad, because I ask, when it comes to the physics of miracles, see, I know the power of God. I know and have seen God do what he does. And I want you to know, we're writing a book right now, by the way, a second book. We have The Black Awakening, The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers, already out. And again, we almost never say anything about it, but you can get the book, and we encourage you to. It is unlike any book you've read. I've got thousands. I've got, you know, thousands, literally, and I've tried to read everything on from every kind of point of view, background, but this is one that is both a biblical basis and an eye-opening and dealing with what we've done. It deals with over 25 years' worth of work and ministry, too. But The Black Awakening, The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers, I would think that military would be interested. I would think that the millions of ritual victims and those who have read it, well, I've heard from them again and again and again and again and again. Some that are angry that we've exposed the raw realities of the underground. And they've cursed and said they wanted to kill me. I only ask that God, like with Saul of Tarsus, will engage perpetrators, reconnaissance agents, those that listen only because you want to bring the harm. May God visit you like he visited Saul of Tarsus. That's the physics of God. You ever read about it in the book of Acts, chapters 8 and 9? You ever read about it at all? You ever see how God, how Christ, the living Christ, Saul of Tarsus, so angry, getting people killed, so mad, so absolutely passionate to destroy the Soma Christu, the body of Christ. Yet he is brought to his knees by an encounter. Well, I want you to read about it. Not going to tell you. You got to do a little bit of the homework. What I will tell you tonight, when it comes to the physics of miracles, and by the way, we have, again, if you're brand new, my name is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And on that main site, take your time. It's very busy because there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of MP3s. There are courses and seminars and conferences. You don't got to pay for them. It's all free. It's there. And that's what's being massively downloaded in all these different countries of the world. So when you go there, you'll be able to see the weekly program that we do live and the topics, there is a mini cast overview for the week, and then there is a PDF file of study notes, the outline notes, even for tonight, Friday night the 13th. There's 4 points tonight. A, out of nothing, something, I don't think so. B, the physics of miracles. C, can we scratch the surface of the infinite? And D, how does the infinite God do it? It really is important, because it could involve the salvation of your life if you're not saved. It could involve you knowing God. Don't you want to know God? Don't you want to know experientially the love, the power, the grace, the might, and have the gift of, the Bible calls it omnion zoe, eternal life. As we see in the 15th chapter of Corinthians, I like to call it indestructible, irreversible immortality, because that's what it is. It's coming. The new race, not the counterfeit, is found by the working of the hand of the infinite God in Christ. There's a coming glorification that millions, hundreds of millions of New Agers have never heard about, don't know. See, all these individuals questing for and gripping the counterfeit, the alternative that never has been fulfilled, never will be, this evolution of humanity to deity. You've got past astronauts and scientists and others believing it, holding on to it, military individuals. You got some people so gripped about it, they become the ambassadors of the spirit of light. They're working for the light. What light is that? See, Satan is able to transfigure. He is able to metaskizmazatai. He's able to present himself as the angel of light. Present. That's all. Just a presentation that has only one goal: absolute deception, seduction. Where do you stand? Do you know the powers, the supernatural stuff? Do you have them? Do you have enhancements? Are you able to tap into the field out there? Are you able to get the data, the revelations coming down? Are you able to, maybe you're rubbing people and healing them with some energies flowing through your arm and the rocks that have been charged. From God? No. No. Notice that when it comes to that side, across the board, there is a denial of the real living God in Christ, Savior, and the cross, and what salvation means, and the power of God, and a substitute, a rabbit's foot size, pocket size, fake de-deified Christ. It's clear that the dark side was going to come and present and antichrists, plural, and then the antichrist, who's probably already alive and ready for the apocalypse. But again, God's power, you ever read it in 2 Thessalonians 2? God has set a restrainer. There's a restrainer in place until he's taken out of the way. Hell's not going to unleash its chaos. You know, we can look at it, we can feel it, we know that it's bulging, we know that as if it's a spiritual dam, a wall, you know, holding back the flood of hell itself, cracking, spilling over. It's almost as though, for those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of God has said, and to know the time, and to know the days, to know it is the last hour of human history, you can hear it, you know they're coming. See, hell's train is on the tracks. This is why every believer needs to ramp up. That's why I believe we've been given the prophecies to show us, and to use them evangelistically, to speak to the world and say, no, 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 the Mayan prophecies, that comes from the bloodshed of humanity, the sacrifices, that comes from the inspiration of the demonic, only to layer Luciferic globalism in the end. Only to give some kind of spiritual explanation to the coming catastrophic slaughter of many and collapse of the nations. Promising a new age, a new dawn. It all depends on what you allow to grip you or what you're gripping right now. Let me just put up this prayer. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that where anyone listening at any time, even the archives months later, that Jesus destroy the dark powers and the deceptions over you, that by the Spirit of God, God will open your eyes, sovereignly, providentially lead you to the right scriptures, to Christ, the one that the Isaiah, the prophet, spoke about, the one that all the prophets spoke about, the one that Gabriel announced and Mary bore. Emmanuel, it simply means God in human flesh. The angel knew it. Well, the demons, they do know it. They're always outed. And I pray for those that have the demons that tell me and write me that they listened for a little while, but the demons made them shut off the radio. May God crush the demonic work and deliver you and save you in Jesus' name. See, I'm letting you know that as much as we're going to tell you about the dark side and bring specific exposure to the ramping up of supernatural powers as never before in history, this does not negate the fact that God is operative with greater, more powerful, more demonstrative. I mean, when we talk about the great chaos and the rise of the Antichrist, guess what else occurs? Two witnesses are unleashed from God that are going to do, they're going to speak to the world, prophesy to the world, witness to the world, and do miraculous things. And though the Antichrist system and that system will want to destroy them for 3.5 years, nobody can touch them. It involves the physics of God, yes, in the future. Do you want the physics of nothing? I mean, literally, there are those, maybe like Vincent Bugliosi, in his Divinity of Doubt book that he's out parading. He reminds me of Bertrand Russell in a way. He reminds me of others, a little bit of Dawkins, Richard Dawkins. But he also reminds me of the street, you know, on the street or at the university when I meet individuals that just say, I'm an atheist, I'm an agnostic. You can't know. Well, isn't that self-defeating? If you can't know, what can, I mean, if you can't, if the doctrine is you can't know, what can you know? How can you know that you can't know? So the issue is now four things. Here they come. Number one, the world and all that exists. Out of nothing, chance, a big bang. Life, personality, love, beauty, trees, food to eat, all the rest. Out of nothing or out of something. So what is nothing? And so when people say, even the theologians used to say ex nihilo, and that's partially correct. Out of no pre-existent material, some kind of pre-existent universe or pre-existent material that got, you know, that was outside of God. So when they say ex nihilo, what they're meaning is there's no pre-existent material. But it's out of God, ex theos, out of God, something came. Out of a personal being comes persons. Out of a God that communicates and speaks and where there's relationship of love came humanity. In majesty we were created, in likeness to God, bearing the image of God, eternal beings. That's how we were created. The breaking in of death and the rotting of bodies and being buried in the ground, that's not of God. The trail of tears of rape and war and destroying people, I just watched tonight before the show, the little high school girl, little blonde-haired high school girl, was found dead. They say it may be suicide. She showed the picture. Beautiful little girl. Reminds me of my daughter. My daughter's only 1 year older. But she's dead in a pond, dead. Only thing left for a body now is to do what? Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. Where do you go? What happens at the moment of death? Where do you go? Are we just erased? Are we just wiped out? In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that death, you read about it, chapter 12, the spirit leaves and goes back to God. You read about it in the Hebrew, the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, that there is appointed, it's appointed a man once to die. Destined a man once to die. After that, man, a judgment. You see, death is the result of sin and has direct connection to Satan himself. Who's going to take care of that? I don't think Ray Kurzweil is going to be able to do it. I don't think, in all that we know, transhumanism, science, I'm telling you clearly and boldly, will not produce immortality. Any one of us can eat better, exercise, and live a little longer. The Word of God teaches a lot of things about how to live and about longevity. That is in the hands of God and what he says, what he teaches. Out of nothing? No, it's out of God, out of someone. You can read about it there in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 18 on down, that creation itself, creation knows its sentient. It bears witness to God's power, God's divine nature, his invisible qualities. The heavens declare with powerful speech the glory of God. They pour forth speech, but because of you and me. See, I'm just a stupid, radical sinner that lived a stupid, sinning, radically crazy life until someone came to me, had the spiritual guts to tell me face to face that I'm lost, that Christ needs to come in my life, that he loves me, that he died for me, that he gave his life for me. When that was poured out on me, a power I have never experienced seemed to fall upon me, the power of the Spirit of God. And at first I tried to run, drove 20 miles away to get away from the guy that told me that. But because of the omnipresence of the Spirit of God, he just kept speaking. He just kept convicting. Some of you might get convicted of your sin. That's good, lest you die in it. If you die right now, where do you go? If you die right now, what right do you have to enter into heaven? If you die right now, dead in your sin, dead with a sin nature, dead with a sin code, dead with the death code, dead linked to Satan having rights over you, do you think for one moment, since you don't have dwelling in you the gift of eternal life, the deposit of the Spirit of God, do you think for a moment you're going to be glorified in the end and have indestructible, irreversible immortality, seeing God face to face? No, you're not. You can. Listen, please. I make no bones about this. You know this. You know it's because of one thing. God loves you. Not because I'm right, you're wrong. Because God's right. We're all wrong. He's right. I don't care if you're Mormon, Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Baptist, whatever else. If you're not born again of the Spirit of God, if the living Christ doesn't dwell in you, doesn't matter if you're a psychic, a New Ager. I don't care if you're some kind of super soldier with all kinds of powers. If the powers have come from hell's kitchen, you're doomed. You're betrayed. You aid and abet the slaughter of humanity. Where are you going to stand in the end? Point B on the notes, the physics of miracles. What you don't know, what you can know. There's a lot of things you can know. Listen, I can tell you right now as I pray tonight, praying for those in Japan, praying for those in Manila, praying for specific areas, praying for those of you who've written to me from different parts of the world. Sam out of France. A young man in the Czech Republic. A girl in Romania. Friends that are in Finland and Sweden and Switzerland and Denmark. Those of you in England and Scotland, Ireland. Pete, there in Australia. Do you understand? I can't tell you exactly because God is beyond me. I can say, God, stretch out your hands to minister to them. Help them. You ever read that scripture in Psalm? From whence comes your help? My help comes from the Lord. The Lord is my helper. That involves the physics of God, the miracle. That involves the hand of God. I know the hand of God. I understand what it is to pray, God, stretch out your hands Strike down the Bohemian Grove ritual site. Strike down the supernatural demons and secrecy. Strike down, God, the network that it's connected to. Radically expose the perpetrators and supernaturally, with angelic help, rescue the victims. I know what it is to pray that. And I'm not going to quit until that stinking idol, owl, and ritual comes down. I can say it's done by the power of God. I can say it's done by the physics of God. When it comes to the resurrection of Christ, we read about it in Ephesians. And it's great because the Spirit of God does explain. It's by the exertion of the power of God. Does that supersede the natural order? Sure. You know, if somebody's got really rot gut leprosy or something like that, and as we see in the scriptures, very, very clearly, you read about it in Mark's gospel, you read about that chapter, I'm in chapter 9 and 10 now today, and I'm astounded, I'm again amazed at Jesus, the transfiguration. Did you read about that in Mark 9? Have you read? Jesus says, this is how he begins. This is the amazing Christ. This is Yahweh Adonai in human flesh. What does that mean? Go back to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah, the prophet, is undone. He sees high and lifted up Yahweh Adonai, English translation, Lord God Almighty or God Almighty. Yahweh Adonai. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, Yahweh Adonai, who is, was, and is to come. But what he sees is Christophany, the pre-incarnate Logos, the Christ, Christ. That's why it's explained later on in the Gospel of John when the angel says that Isaiah saw Jesus before, 700 years before the incarnation. He's the eternal Logos. He's the eternal God in the high order of the Godhead. Jesus says in the beginning of Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, I tell you the truth. Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom, the basileia of God, the rule of God come with power, dunamis, power. It's expressed in the idea of exousia, but also primarily dunamis. And so all of a sudden, 6 days later, they go to a high mountain. Guess what occurs on the mountain with Jesus? And listen, psychics, New Agers, and all the rest, don't steal this and try to use it for yourselves. Don't belittle it. This is the transfiguration. All of a sudden, God in human flesh, it says that his clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone could bleach them, like lightning. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses. Did you hear that? In history, they would have been physically dead for thousands of years, literally. Moses, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for Elijah. And now, they're standing there. Elijah and Moses are standing there talking to Jesus. In this, well, what they talk about? Well, you read the other reports of it. They're talking about his exodus from this world. It's astounding. And after this little glimpse, see, God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. Moses is alive. Deborah's alive. Jeremiah's alive. Joshua's alive. Jacob's alive. Do you understand that? Absent from the body, your spirit leaves your body. You in full, well, bodily form, but not flesh and blood, your spirit, but knowable. Elijah and Moses alive. They're interacting. They know who Jesus is. That's who they relied on, the coming of Christ. Astounding, really is. And then this chapter deals with a little boy being healed of an evil spirit. Again, the physics of God, well, I could just tell you, God works, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened. In the new book we're doing right now, it's called Awesome Presence, Awesome Power, Awesome Prayers, Awesome Answers. Can't wait to get it out to you. Point C in the notes tonight, can we scratch the surface of the infinite? Well, yeah, in a lot of ways, science is searching. I know the super collider wants to, you know, try to capture the God particle, bring it into the atlas, and almost like pulling in the fingernail or fingertip of God and researching God. Well, again, they're going to deal only with the material universe. God is beyond the material universe. Though he acts in and his presence is everywhere, but beyond. You just can't bring down God. You know, God's not going to, you know, you can't monitor God by echelon. You can't move God by harp. And you can't pull God's hand into the super collider and cut off his finger and declare that, run around as if you got a piece of, you know what? Why don't you rather take a look at Jesus at the cross for you, realize that God, the God that some of you don't know, could literally come right now and live inside of you. New Ager, Wiccan, come on, military man and woman. This is why he died for you on the cross. Your sin, your dying, your hellbound, what you've done. You're broken on the inside, corrupted by your own sin and what's been infected inside. The cross brings the absolute fix that Christ did. That's what salvation is. God takes care of the mess with one goal, to bring you into personal relationship. Point number four, or D on the notes, if you're looking at it. And by the way, scratching the surface of the infinite, that's why the Word of God, the massive, massive, massive content of the Word of God is given. And you can, study so much, and it's such a blessing. Well, point four, or D, how does the infinite do it? Well, beyond reason, but reasonable, number one. Number two, does the infinite bow to the finite, or the other way around? Well, you answer that. Does the infinite God bow to the finite, or the other way around? What about stopping time? Go back and read Joshua. Stop time in one day. What about walking through walls? Jesus did it. Colonel Stubblebine, you know, in that The Men Who Stare at Goats film, he didn't do it. To this very day, they haven't done it. The conception of God in human form, by the power of God. The resurrection of Christ, by the power of God. Is there another world? Well, there really is. Is it just a quasi thing? Is it just something? No, you can know. It's heaven or hell. It's the realities. Heaven is massive. I hope you know the living Christ. I ask in the name of Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ, that he does stretch out his hand to you, save you, heal you, deliver you. Russ Dizdar here, ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. We love you. Keep us in your prayers and support. Blessings. Mm-hmm.